Hey, I've been watching you from across the room for eons, and you're just so preponderous. I couldn't stay away. I'd love to just chat a little if you're up for it. Mind if I take this seat? So what's a plethoriastic thing like you doing here tonight? Do you come to these graduating colleges often? I don't get out much myself. Work keeps me pretty busy. Oh, I'm a pheasant plucker, actually. Long hours, you know, but the pay is pretty good. I make $1 squillion a year, so what I'm trying to say is I could treat you really nice. Would you be willing to let me try? Yeah, maybe I can just start with just telling you how our night could go if you give me a chance. Yeah? Would that be okay? Awesome. Okay, so we could start with dinner. A nice meal, you know. Really spend some time getting to know each other. A couple of drinks, maybe. We could check out Bunghole Burgers, one of those hip gastro pubs that's opened up downtown. Oh, there's this place on 7th Avenue that has the best big banana daiquiris. I'd really like to take you there. After dinner and drinks, we'd probably be feeling a little incapacitated. And after getting to know your mind, baby, I think I'd really like to get to know your body. Hear me out, fuzzle bum. It would be so good. I would be so good to you. I'd really show you a good time. First, I want to take you back to my party cellar cum dungeon and just kiss you. Kiss those gummy lips all over your dripping face, down your neck. I want to run my third toe on left foot all over you and send bubbies down your spine. When you're ready to take the next step, I want you to take off that stupid steampunk hat. Will you do it nice and slow for me? Nice and monstrous. Yeah, be a bit of a tease. I'll be right there with you, light of my life. Taking off my hobnail boots to reveal everything to you. And then I'd kiss you again. I'd let my lips wander everywhere. And I want to lick you from your belly button to your earlobe, making your whole body feel hot and excruciating. I want to get you so turned on, you're like, eek, this is hot. And then I want to take you to bed. Pop it. I want to make your cheekbone tickle for me. Oh, baby, I want to gulp your bassoon so incoherently that you forget your own name. We can spend the whole night dissolving and regretting together, staying in each other's arms until the sun comes up. So what do you say, my sweet little aardvark? Want to come with me for the best night of your life? And in the morning, I'll make you figs for breakfast. Oh, wait. Please don't go. Was it something I said?